Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha responds, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." But then Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? And Martha responds, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into this world." Thus Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life," and asks Martha a question that is asked of all of us: do you believe this? Martha answers in the affirmative, but as becomes clear as chapter 11 continues, she does not understand that to which she confesses. Moments later, Jesus, Martha, and her sister Mary, the disciples, and a great crowd that had come from Jerusalem to console the sisters, have come to the tomb where Lazarus was laid. Jesus directs that the stone covering the tomb be rolled away. And though Martha's last words to Jesus were a confession of faith, Martha now reveals that her confessed faith does not fully understand the meaning of Jesus' words. Upon hearing Jesus' command to roll away the stone, Martha hesitates, pointing out to Jesus that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days and that the stench, the smell, would be unbearable. Martha believes in a promised future, a new life that will come in the last days, but not in a present resurrection, not yet. She does not seem to understand that Jesus has come to instruct us on a new life that must be lived now, in anticipation of the final resurrection, the life that is not to be defeated by death. So, Martha points out that Lazarus is 4 days dead. In other words, unquestionably dead. So dead that it would be presumed that his body has begun to decay. And Jesus is now standing in front of the tomb with the crowd watching, and he responds to Martha's doubtful instruction with the following words: "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" And the stone is rolled away. Jesus offers a prayer to his Father, thanking him for having heard his prayer for Lazarus. And then, in the next moment, Jesus shouts with a loud voice, a voice that could and does wake the dead. Jesus shouts, "Lazarus, come out." And what an incredible moment that must have been. The crowd is gathered, the command is given, and there would be certainly a moment of silent anticipation, possibly followed by some noise, maybe the scratch of a foot across the dusty tomb floor. The crowd might look at each other and say, "Did you hear that?" Perhaps some of them have begun to notice that there is no stench emanating from the tomb. Another noise, maybe. And then Lazarus emerges, bound in strips of funeral cloth. And Jesus turns to the shocked crowd and commands them, unbind him and let him go. And they do. Martha had confessed faith. She was asked a question that we are all asked, do you believe? And she answered, yes, she did believe. But though she believed in Jesus, she did not yet fully understand the implications of her confession. So Jesus took her, and with her, the rest of those gathered there, and with them, us, to the tomb to show her, in the most dramatic way possible, the meaning of all those signs and sayings that had preceded that moment. To give her and us a preview of the power and the glory of God. To help her, to help us, to understand that death hath no more dominion over us. And then he commanded Lazarus to awake from death. Lazarus, come out. He shouted out to Lazarus and to all those gathered around the tomb to shake loose of the bonds of death. Jesus called his own sheep by name and led him out of the tomb. In a few moments, we will stand together and confess our faith through the words written in the Nicene Creed. We will join in the fundamental tenets of our faith and the resuscitation of those tenets that have been repeated by the faithful for centuries. And in doing so, we will be following in the same tradition as Martha, who confessed her faith to Jesus when asked, "Do you believe?" And what Martha said and what Martha believed was critically important. Just as what we are about to say and what we believe is critically important. But if we truly believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the light, we must go beyond Martha and our statement of belief, and we must become Lazarus people. We must be willing to respond to the call that Jesus issued. To awake from our slumber and to stride forth from the grave into the new life in Christ that has been offered to us. We must be both Martha and Lazarus, confessing the faith and living the new life in Christ. The voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls us all out by name. Each of us, like Lazarus, is called out of the tomb, out of the prison, out of the fear, out of the life lived as if death were the end, out of whatever keeps us from living as people transformed by the grace and knowledge of a good and loving God. And as with Lazarus, those who respond to Jesus' call will find themselves welcomed to a new life, a life in which their Savior commands to the trappings of death, unbind them, let them go. Just as God commanded Moses to tell the Pharaoh, let my people go, Jesus likewise commands the forces of sin and death shall have no more dominion over us. We are unbound, unchained, unfettered by death, freed from the slavery of sin. So we start with a question. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? And if we, like Martha, say yes, we must be prepared, like Lazarus, for the command, come out, not merely to live in the hope of a future resurrection, but to begin to live here and now as Lazarus people, as resurrected people, as people who have stepped forth from the grave and are no longer afraid.